I enrolled in writing classes where my teachers drew diagrams and talked about guns going off. They instructed my classmates and me to show each other things without saying them. Most of the stories were terrible, regardless.
It's okay not to have a real job now, but you'll need one by the time you're 30,
one professor told the class. Most of us were full-time students. All we had were unreal jobs. Our instructor was in their 40s, I guessed. It was unclear whether teaching counted as a real job. Writing obviously did not. The best instruction came from the city itself. It was full of basement readings with interminable open mics, ancient, musty bookstores with aisles too small to pass through, the books stacked 3 volumes deep. I read and scribbled, lingering over meals at humid hole-in-the-walls where the waitresses were brusque as civil servants. There were diners serving vegan BLTs and limp, greasy fries all night, Polish bakeries and shops with Turkish delight, and bins of rice in every color, bodegas displaying shining fruits and orange flowers under plastic awnings on every corner. There were people of all sizes and looks, everywhere. They glared, shouted insults, whistled, but mostly ignored each other. I was skinny and white, with a neutral haircut, plainly dressed.
You dress like a birdwatcher without binoculars,
my freshman roommate said. My notebook and I traveled freely, recording it all.
Where's your glitter, girl?
A towering queen once called to me from across the street. I was in the village at night, lost. I froze.
Girl? She winked.
I didn't know if she thought I was actually a girl or a twink. It didn't matter. Sparkle was gender neutral. I wrote a flash piece about it.